The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who is ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. There's a lot, as I mean, not simply just because it's a helpful transition to talk about the gospel, but also because you've just heard the gospel. There's a lot going on there, right? There's a lot going on here. There's a lot to explore. It's just the way my mind works. I mean, I don't know what it is. Something about the image. I don't know if I'd say it tickles me. I'm not sure. It's probably not the reaction Jesus wanted when he shared this, but kind of tickles me. It's like, okay, well, the guy who knew what his master wanted and didn't do it, right? He, you know, eat, drink, get drunk, whatever, and all the rest. That guy gets beaten pretty badly. And beaten severely. I want to use a direct quote there. Gets beaten pretty. Beaten severely, and then it's like, okay, well, tell us the other way, right? So that we don't get beaten severely. And then he gives us this other little one. You know, he didn't know, he was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. It's like, okay, well, those are two options. Do we get to be beaten severely or lightly? Is that what this gospel is about? I'm just going to say yes, it is what it's about, because I find that to be the funnier answer. And not necessarily what Jesus is driving at, but yeah. So beaten, yeah. And you know, what is he talking about? I mean, how do we get the context right? You know, we have the parable that happens prior to this that we don't have repeated in this passage, and we've got the master of the house not being aware of the thief is coming, and so on and so forth. Okay, so I'm just stirring it up to make sure you're nice and confused so I can say whatever I want, whether or not it's related to the scripture. Of course, it is related to the scripture. You know, the historical context, what Jesus is saying, is talking about God's return to Israel. And there, as you can imagine, he's critical of the political, mainly, and religious rulers of his day, who are transforming God's agenda into their own. And the master is returning. The master is returning in and as Jesus of Nazareth. And what will he have to say? There's not really beatings in the New Testament, right? But I mean, the flipping over tables in the temple is right in line with what Jesus is saying here. The judgment that Jesus puts the temple under is right here in this page before it happens. And he judges them wanting. Supposedly, because they have the law and the prophets, they know the master's will. But it doesn't it doesn't mean much, right? Because they do all the things that you see. They observe the law and its dictates in terms of what you see, but they don't get to the heart of it. And the heart of it, as Jesus says time and time again, is love of God with whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love of neighbor as self. Now, we live in a kind of easier to teach on context than this, because this is in the middle, right? Jesus is the embodiment of the God of Israel, come back to his people. And he is then bringing judgment, because he has to sort things out. He's like, okay, these folks are in the right, these folks are not in the right. I mean, this is judgment, the great sorting. And we yearn for justice in that sense. We yearn even for ourselves to become more just. We want to be set right. We want to live in alignment with God. And that's where we're going to find peace for ourselves and true happiness, purpose in our lives. And so here, how can we take what Jesus is saying to these people and bring it forward to ourselves? Except by saying something like, I'm getting applause already. It's fantastic, Mackenzie. Best thing you've ever done. she's young yet. She's got an opportunity to do better things, but the applause was well appreciated. What we have to do here is do we know the will of the Father better than even the people who had the law and the prophets? Yes, we do. Because we have Jesus. It's the embodiment of the merciful love of God. I mean, God wanted to communicate himself to us so desperately that he became a human being in order to do so. So we just look to Jesus. We love him. We trust him. And yes, then we obey him. Right? Because that's the underlying theme of the scriptures today, is obedience. Jesus didn't give us the tertia via. He didn't give us the third way, which was the one who knows the will of the Father and does it. But the will of the Father, God's will, I know we throw that around, especially in conservative Catholic circles. We've got to do the will of God. We've got to do the will of God. The will of God is nothing other than love. The will of God is nothing other than love. We know the will of the Father. It's Jesus. And it's Jesus given all the way to the cross, all the way to his death, all the way through death to life. That's the will of the Father. We know the will of the Father. It's love all the way through, all the way to the end. It's love that conquers death, even death. We know the will of the Father. It's ours to do it, to make the return of that great gift of God's merciful love made known to us in Christ Jesus, to turn and offer the sacrifice of our hearts and lives to God through and with and in Christ Jesus, to receive from him the merciful love that he still embodies for us, and to bring that merciful love to life in the world. If we do that, knowing the will of God, knowing the will of the Father, and doing it, then perhaps we won't be beaten at all. That's the good news, right? It's not just the severe beating versus the light beating. We won't be beaten at all. No, we'll be welcomed into God's embrace as his good and faithful servants.